In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The temple is sanctified and consecrated by the shedding of blood, after it had been defiled by Ahaz and those who had come before him, with uncleanness, with idolatry, with paganism. And so Hezekiah, the good and holy king, orders that the temple be reconsecrated, that the things of the Lord's house be reattended, that the sacrifices and the incense should be offered once more. And so they are. And it was no doubt a glorious sight, perhaps even a glorious smell, as all that incense and all that meat burned upon the altar. But we have something more glorious. We are consecrated and set apart not by the blood of beasts, of lambs, and of goats. We are set apart and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. That which surpasses all things. That which is better than all things. You take the riches of the richest man in the world and imagine all that he has with those riches, all those things he can attain with those riches. And in Christ, it's but ash and rags. It's nothing. It's rubbish, St. Paul says. For what we have is Christ. We have the temple made without hands, sanctified by his coming into our flesh, who was anointed in his own blood, sweat, and tears for our sake, bearing our sins in his body, who was sacrificed upon the altar of the Holy Cross, as a pleasing and acceptable burnt offering to his God and Father in heaven. And by virtue of him, by virtue of his blood poured out, by virtue of his body pierced, we are kings and priests of our God and Father in heaven. And what we have laid hold of by faith are riches that cannot be understood, is wisdom that cannot be measured, is a place that far surpasses anything known in this creation, on this earth, in this life. We press on towards glory, the glory of Christ, that when he returns in glory on the last day, whenever that day might be, he shall transform our lowly bodies in the twinkling of an eye, St. Paul says elsewhere. And so that these bodies, cumbered with sin, cumbered with weakness, cumbered with sickness, disease, whatever else you deal with and struggle with in your flesh by virtue of sin, yes, even these bodies will be transformed and glorified like unto the risen body of the Lord Jesus. Who we are now, even now in Christ, by virtue of baptism, will be revealed plain and clear as day for all to see, for you yourself to see, and to rejoice in and to give thanks to God who has worked this wondrous work in you by Christ. But also your enemies who have mocked and abused and ridiculed you throughout this life. They know who you are, but they don't care. That you are the child and heir of God in Jesus Christ, the heir of heaven, is nothing to them. They think it foolishness. They think it a joke. They think it a reason to mock and to ridicule. And yes, even for your brothers and sisters to put to death, though that has not yet come to this country, though it may yet. On that day of the Lord Jesus, who you are will be revealed clear as day even to them, and they will no longer be able to deny it, even as they bow in terror and in fear at the glory of the Lord Jesus himself, who will come for them as a great and terrible judge. For they denied and rejected his word, they denied and rejected his preachers, they denied and rejected his gifts, and wanted no part of him. And if they wanted no part of him in this life, then he will grant them their desire, and they will have no part of him in the life to come. But for us who cling to him by faith, who are sanctified with the blood and name of Jesus in holy baptism, whose sins are put away as far as the east is from the west by the anointing of Jesus' blood in the absolution, who sit at the table of the King even now as we eat the body and drink the blood of the Lord Jesus. He comes for us as a beloved bridegroom, as one coming to gather his bride to himself. His coming for us is not in fear or in terror, but is with joy and expectation and hope. We await the judge of the living and the dead. We await the King of heaven and earth. But his coming for us is not in terror, because he is our brother of flesh and blood. He is the one who has anointed us with his blood, that we would be cleansed from all our uncleannesses, that we would be cleansed from all of our iniquities. And so if we lose the things of this life, who cares? They were temporary anyway, and they were given to us but as a stewardship from our Lord God himself. And the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is not taken from you, what will never be taken from you, is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your sake, is the baptism which joins you to him, and the absolution which purges you clean once more, and the Holy Communion, by which you eat and drink, receiving the sign, seal, and the guarantee of your own resurrection in Christ. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord for this, because this is to what we have been called. This is what we have been given by grace for Christ's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.